Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Check out my website when you get time, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. It will help you. You got our Brain Trust members are there. A couple of thousand of those, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. Our Brain Trust and the newsletter is there. The blog is there. The knowledge base. You can take our poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We'll try to help you. We'll try to educate you. We'll do our best to entertain you if you come there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Chuck Martin has given us so much wisdom over the years. Go find his suite on our website and listen and read some of the things that he's taught us. His new book is called The Third Screen. It's all about mobile, and it's global mobile, folks. That's what I tell my folks all the time whenever I'm talking to small business owners. Chuck, one of the things that by the way, where can they find your book?
Any Barnes and Noble. I would have said Borders, except Borders just closed.
Yeah.
last week, unfortunately, for
Books
for
a Million. Books a Millions out there. They're good.
Yes. And also Amazon, of course. Any of the independent bookstores should have it.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Somebody actually contacted me last week that they picked it up at Heathrow Airport in London. They read it coming across the pond, as it were.
Congratulations.
And then, yeah, so great stuff.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the other things that you mentioned a minute ago about peak customers coming in, getting you said you already have their email address. Well, you know what, Chuck? Unfortunately, that's a project that we still got to get small business owners to do. Is folks, in the past we've said, I've told you, please ask your customers for their email addresses. And now we're saying ask them for their email address and their cell phone and get permission to send them stuff.
Yes. The way they need to get permission, by the way, it's what's called double opt-in.
Yeah.
What that means is they need to promote their phone number and send a text message to the customer saying, do you want to receive text messages from us? And the customer responds, yes, I do. And then you send them an email saying, are you sure you'd want to receive things from us? And you say, yes, that's two times they opt-in. What that does is it gives you a smaller number of people, because it won't be all of your customers,
right.
But the customers you have will be phenomenal customers,
right?
Because they really want information from you directly, personally, on their personal device,
mm-hmm.
And that's worth gold to a small business.
Well, see, this ties into one of the things that I've been saying a lot, Chuck, and that is that your website is increasingly becoming more of a distribution center and less of a destination. And by that, I think customers are saying, you know what, Chuck, I went to your website, and it's good stuff. I like what you're doing, but I kind of have seen all that you have, but you're going to have new stuff. And when you get that out, I'm not going to come back to your website looking for it, but I'm going to give you permission to follow me home. And home for me might be my cell phone.
Right. That's right. If you look at a website and TV and traditional messaging for marketing and advertising, it's really broadcast as a way you do it. With mobile, it's really what I call pull casting. It's the individual
right.
pulling information to them when
they want it. It's narrowcast.
Yeah, it's very narrow. It is the ultimate one to one, and it's not just one to one. You know the person. It's actually one to one because it's the person by themselves with their pull it forward device of the phone. And that's different than reaching them, say, on the web or through a website or even through email, because you really are sending a message saying, hey, we just got this thing in. What do you think? Interested? And then you're going to get a response back, because people do respond to text messages. Right, they respond when they get them. They don't file it away like an email saying, I'll deal with this later.
I was in my car a few months ago. I get a text, and it was very short and sweet. From a guy that I do business with only a couple of times a year. And it said, Jim, we have this in. It's a special price. Do you want one? And I looked at it in about 2 seconds, and I hit the Y and sent it to him. He already had my credit card. He already knew my shipping address. And basically, he sent that out to me in a split second. I responded back in a split second, and he had a sale, and I had my product. Now that's
there you go.
Now here's what's so important about this, Chuck, and I'm keep harping on this. This had nothing to do with him being competitive, because there are other people that I do business with that I could have bought that same thing for the same price. He was not just competitive, he was relevant. He fit into my world at that moment. And that's the key, isn't it?
Yes, that's what we call in the third screen, we refer to as momentary marketing.
Yeah.
You basically have just a moment. It's not really a broadcast message. It's like, hey, here's what we have right now. You want it? And your response was just perfect. Like, yes, I want that. And if you didn't, it's just as easy to say, no, we're good.
Right. And so, exactly, I'm interesting that you call it that, because I call it the moment of relevance. And that's exactly right. And these moments are very important, and they're happening. These moments are increasingly happening more and more all the time with customers, aren't they? And maybe with customers you never thought. Maybe it may be some grandmother you never thought would be doing this. It's not just the kids anymore, is it?
No, it's definitely not. And we know from our research that it's really all over the map demographically. And the people who have money are having smartphones, obviously. And the people with smartphones actually are more active on their phones than are people with traditional cell phones. And we're moving to smartphones in a big way in the U.S. It's now at about 38% of all cell phones in the U.S. are smartphones. By the end of this year, it'll be 50%. So we are going in that direction clearly.
Right. So what are... Chuck, give us the website again, please.
The best one to look at is thirdscreenrevolution.com. I know it's long, but thirdscreenrevolution.com has all. We have a lot of research there too. That's all free. Everything there is free.
Third spelled out. Thirdscreenrevolution.com. Quick break. That's the name of the book, by the way, folks. The Third Screen. Chuck Martin and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.